We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Happy to be welcoming in now the newest Saints quarterback, Kellen Mond, to the radio huddle. Welcome to New Orleans, and hey, welcome back down south, man.
Hey, what's up? I'm glad to be back down south, finally.
just talk about, obviously, I know Clint Kubiak being the new offensive coordinator for you had to be a big draw getting drafted in Minnesota when he was over there, but what else attracted you to the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, obviously Clint being one of the main guys who wanted me in Minnesota, and then him getting another opportunity down here in the South. And, you know, you hear about the culture down here in New Orleans, you know, what these fans are like. You know, you see the stability that they have, you know, within the front office, and, you know, just really trying to build a winning culture and see how I can come and fit and really just help in any way that I can.
Yo, Kellen, it is interesting because we spent all this time talking about Clint Kubiak. We've been talking about Clint Kubiak for months now, but you know, we haven't even had an interview with him. We haven't really even heard him talk. So I think you'd be able to give us some good insight. What is Clint like as a coach? What should Saints fans be expecting from their new offensive coordinator?
I mean, Clint is honestly great, and you know, someone who's been really experienced, and you know, he's coached under his dad and the Gary Kubiak tree with, you know, Shanahan and those guys, and he's pretty much been all around. So I think he's just phenomenal in being able to attack coverages, you know, give quarterbacks, you know, clean reads and, you know, pretty much find ways to get, you know, Kamara, you know, Shahid and Olave and these guys just the ball in their hands with space. And, you know, he did a great job my rookie year, you know, getting Thielen and Justin Jefferson the ball so I could see some type of resemblance of being able to find creative ways to get some of these weapons the ball.
Now, Kellen, I just want to be upfront with you right here. When we told you that, I told my co-host here, Jeff, that you were coming on for this interview, he said, man, I can't wait to talk to him. I sure got a bone to pick with Kellen Mond. Tell him why. Tell him why, Jeff.
Oh, well, so yeah, we can go back in time.
The LSU game or something?
Yeah, you caught me. Well, we'll go back in time. So I've worked at the Times-Picayune for several years, and I'm sitting there by myself in the newsroom at 2 in the morning watching one-handed touchdown catches in the fifth overtime of a game. And I'm like, why won't you let this game die? You know, the amazing thing to me is when you look back, you can write your name in the record books as being the last college quarterback to ever beat Joe Burrow. And obviously we know what that turned into. I am curious, you know, what are your memories of that game? Because even I went back and watched the highlights of it today. It's just wild, all of the things that happened, the touchdown with the last second on the clock, obviously the knee, it went down, and then they overturned it. It was fascinating. But what are your memories from that game?
Yeah, I mean, arguably the greatest game in, you know, college football history, and obviously me, Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, and mm-hmm. Jamar, and a bunch of guys who have been able to Eric McCoy was in that game as well. So, yeah, I mean, it was a phenomenal game. And, you know, it was really an average game the first three quarters. And mm-hmm. then, you know, the fourth quarter just kind of turned up. And then just pretty much madness for seven overtimes. So it's rare you're going to be able to resemble a game like that.
Kellen, when you mentioned Eric McCoy, what's it like getting to be, you know, back in the locker room with him again? I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I haven't spoke to him yet. I'm glad to be back in the locker room with him and, you know, someone who I was close to when I was at Texas A&M. And even Cesar Ruiz, he was my high school center at IMG. So two of the big boys up front I'm really close to.
Yeah, are you aware that all of the Texas A&M connections on this roster? I mean, Dennis Allen, Texas A&M, Clint Kubiak, Texas A&M, obviously Eric. I know you were high school teammates with Caesar. Is that, you know, when you end up on a team with a lot of players from the same college, right? Like the Saints have had that with Ohio State for a long time. There's still a lot of Ohio State guys. Does it kind of become like a brotherhood in the locker room of like that's the school, or does it, the further you get away, does that kind of disappear a little bit?
You know, it may disappear a little bit, I think, you know, especially with guys you play with. But, you know, Texas A&M being one of the largest traditional colleges, you know, they always say Aggies take care of Aggies. So Yeah, there's definitely a tradition, and I guess you could definitely say it adds some comfortability within the locker room. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business, and, you know, everyone has a job, and, you know, we're all coming together to accomplish one goal.
Don't know how familiar you are with this roster, but obviously guys like a Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed at wide receiver, just how anxious are you to get a little bit of work in with them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, probably besides Tyreek Hill and Waddle, probably the next group of fastest guys on the field, you know, just me playing against him when I was in Cleveland and then when I was in Indy last year. So I've seen both of those guys up front in person and, you know, just as talented as, you know, some of the best guys in the league. So, you know, I think Clint's going to do a great job and, you know, what Keith is going to be able to do with the receivers. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Have the coaches at all kind of indicated, hey, this is what our vision is for you in this offense? Obviously, there should be something of a comfortability with the scheme, given that you worked in it as a rookie. But you know, you're coming into a room with Nathan Peterman, Jake Haener, and obviously Derek Carr. You know, what is that kind of like when you show up and you want to compete for a job, but also, you know, it's installing an offense for the first time. So there has to be some level of okay, hey, we're all on the same page here, right?
Yeah, you know, obviously nothing is ever promised, you know, especially in this league. You know, I'm just thankful to get an opportunity to be able to compete for a backup job. And, you know, that's something that's really all you want, to be able to, you know, put yourself into position to play and be ready to play. You know, if Derek ever went down or, you know, any other situations, you know, you don't really want any drop off. You want to be able to go in and be able to operate within the offense and, you know, be able to put points up on the board and at the end of the day win. So that's definitely the main goal.
Kellen, curious, you have any ties in New Orleans? I know you're a Texas guy, but any family friends here, or have you been to the city before visiting, before signing with the team? Have you visited before?
You know, I was running AAU track and we used to run a track meet out here in New Orleans, but you know, really in recent years, I've never been down, but you know, it's kind of funny. It's one of the few places. And, you know, my dad has kind of always said there's no place like New Orleans. And, you know, it seems like everyone's got, you know, different accents down here. And, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the food and the culture while I'm down here.
Yeah. I sound like a Yankee. I'm a New Jersey transplant. I've been down here since 2000.
Oh yeah. So it's definitely a 180, you know, I'm from the South. I'm from San Antonio and I'm living in Houston now, and so, you know, I'm somewhat used to a culture. It's definitely a 180 for you being from New Jersey.
Gotcha. You know, Kellen, you know, since obviously the last time, like, Louisiana fans probably will be familiar with what you've done would be at Texas A&M, and so I guess my question is, from that time to now, from your senior year in college to your, third, fourth year in the NFL, what has changed about your game? What have you improved? Where have you seen yourself become a better quarterback over the span of those years?
You know, I think one of the main things is improving mechanically. And, you know, I think it's always something when you come out of college, you're always trying to find, you know, small things to get better at once you get in the league. And, you know, the margin for, you know, greatness and, you know, with quarterbacks is really such a small margin. And so you're always trying to find small ways to get better. And I think, you know, one thing that you really can't replicate in college is just operational skills. And that's something that you kind of just get better at once you get in the league, once you start getting reps. And so just having comfortability in the offense and being able to you know, be able to check at the line of scrimmage, get into good plays, you know, get out of bad plays and just be able to operate, you know, at a high level. It's definitely something that I've improved on since college, but also being a rookie.
Gotcha. And okay, last question from me here. You know, it goes back to your rookie year again, just because, you know, suddenly the NFC South is littered with former Vikings, you know, and I am curious when you see Kirk Cousins land in Atlanta, obviously a guy you were teammates with in 2021. What is your kind of reaction to that? How do you think that's going to work out for them?
I mean, I think it's going to be great. I've nothing, honestly, nothing but positive things to say about Kirk. And, you know, you hear a lot about, you know, rookie quarterbacks, you know, getting into, you know, quarterback rooms that aren't great. And, you know, me and Kirk and, you know, Sean Manning, who was there, you know, I couldn't be thankful enough for being able to be in that type of locker room, be in that type of quarterback room with those guys and be able to learn. So You know, they definitely got a lot of talent over there, and, you know, looking forward to Kirk having a good season coming off an Achilles injury.
Kellen, definitely appreciate the time. Congratulations again, and best of luck in the black and gold, my man.
Appreciate it. I'm glad to be down here.
Thanks, Kellen.
Saints' new quarterback, Kellen Mond, will be taking part in plenty of competition during camp. Will be now, you know, a big number two battle at the QB position will be a highlight of definitely a lot of our training camp breakdowns.
No doubt. And, like I said, you know, this is a guy who understands the system coming in, and I wouldn't bet against him in that backup battle.
And what's interesting, too, obviously, a very mobile quarterback could give the Saints some good scout team looks.
No doubt.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.